On page 7 of your manual, on the next page, I want to take you to a more serious problem. Well, not that false prophecy is a minor issue, but I think this is a substantial issue for sure. It deals with the nature of God Himself. We're looking at the book of Alma, chapter 11, and it says this, beginning in verse 21. Now, Zeezrom was a man who was expert in the devices of the devil, that he might destroy that which was good. Therefore, he said unto Amulek, will ye answer the questions which I put unto you? And Amulek said unto him, yea, if it be according to the Spirit of the Lord which is in me, for I shall say nothing which is contrary to the Spirit of the Lord. Now, the key here is Zeezrom's trying to trick Amulek. And Amulek is a Book of Mormon good guy. He doesn't teach any false doctrine. He only teaches absolute true things. Skipping down to verse 26. Now Zeezrom said unto him, thou sayest, there is a true and living God. And Amulek said, yea, there is a true and living God. Now Zeezrom said, is there more than one God? And he answered what? No. There's only one God. Now, those of you who were in the class just a couple of weeks ago when we talked about the Mormon law of eternal progression, you already see a problem here probably. Because we saw then that Mormon doctrine clearly teaches that there are other gods in existence. Bruce McConkie, one of the 12 apostles of the Mormon Church, one of the recent 12 apostles who wrote the classic book on the subject, Mormon Doctrine, talks about becoming gods yourself one day. And he talks about gods, plural, capital G. But even the Mormon scriptures do the same thing.